KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Officials in New England are working on ways to get rid of all the snow that's fallen in the region. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says the 7 feet of snow the city has received over the last 3 weeks is historic.
As I was walking out of my house today, I just looked and I said, you know, I just didn't know what to say. People are frustrated. People just want this to end. I think we all want the spring to come, but we'll get through this.
The high winds in New York City and the metropolitan region are making it feel a lot colder than it actually is, and that will only get worse.
New York City and the surrounding areas could get wind chills gusting up to 60 miles per hour as bands of stormy weather blow through the northeast. National Weather Service meteorologist John Murray says we can expect wind chills to be 15 to 20 degrees below zero.
That's the apparent temperature, just the combined effects of the wind and the very cold, low temperatures, which are going to be well into the single digits.
And the Arctic air mass remains well into Monday. While temps will get into the teens, again it will feel like single digits. Julie Walker, New York.
Egypt's president is sending condolences to those he describes as the victim of terrorism. AP correspondent Ashraf Khalil reports this comes after a mass beheading of Egyptian Christians has been reported in Libya.
A video has been released that purports to show the mass beheading of 21 Coptic Christian hostages who have been held by militants in Libya for more than a month.
Police in Copenhagen say the man suspected of two deadly shootings in Denmark's capital city this weekend had a criminal record, including violence and weapons offenses. Police say the man was 22 years old and born in Denmark. The suspect was killed early Sunday in a fight with police. This is AP Radio News. Canine stars took the spotlight this weekend in fast-paced competition in New York.
They fly through suspended tires, leap over poles, run through tunnels, and even go from one end of a teeter-totter to another. It's all part of the dog show competition known as Agility. And in New York, the top dog at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show Agility Competition was a Border Collie named Tex. He beat out 330 other dogs representing 74 breeds to take the title on Saturday. Fans of the sport say it helps dogs channel their energy, and training for it forms a strong bond between the dog and its owner. I'm Diane Kepley.
Former poet laureate Philip Levine has died at age 87. The Pulitzer Prize-winning writer's intimate portraits of blue-collar life were grounded in personal experience and political conscience. Levine was the country's poet laureate in 2011 and 2012. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Nicole hosts Easter every year. That's why she shops at BJ's Wholesale Club, stocking up on spiral ham, baked goods, fresh flowers, candy, and 5 dozen eggs.
I've got a lot of baskets to fill.
Nicole's not worried because she knows she can save big and get it all done in one trip.
It's like winning the Easter egg hunt.
When you save, everyone wins. Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 in one transaction, now through April 5th. Visit BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's, your Easter destination.